Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Milestone Pharmaceuticals, ticker symbol MIST, a biopharma company that's been making waves in the cardiovascular space. If you're curious about whether this stock could be a hidden gem for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future potential. Let's get started. Alright, first things first, let's set the stage. Milestone Pharmaceuticals is a company I've been keeping an eye on, and for good reason. They're focused on developing innovative treatments for cardiovascular conditions, and they've got a promising product in the pipeline that could shake things up. We're going to unpack their story, their numbers, and whether the market is undervaluing or overhyping this stock. So grab a coffee, and let's dig into the details of what makes MIST tick. Now, let's talk about who Milestone Pharmaceuticals really is. Based in Montreal, Canada, this biopharma company was founded back in 2003 and has been laser-focused on cardiovascular medicines. Their flagship product, Etripamil, marketed as Cardamyst, is a nasal spray designed for patients with paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, or PSVT, which is a condition that causes sudden, rapid heartbeats. Think of it as a quick, at-home solution for people dealing with these episodes, which is a game-changer compared to emergency room visits. With a small team of about 33 employees, they're lean but mighty, and they're listed on NASDAQ under the ticker MIST. Their mission is clear: innovate in a space where patients desperately need better options. So that's the big picture. Let's move on to how they're performing financially. Let's break down the revenue side of things. Looking at their numbers over the past few years, Milestone's revenue stream has been a bit of a roller coaster, which is pretty typical for a biopharma at this stage. In 2025, they reported about $1.55 million in revenue, a step up from zero in 2024, though down from $5 million back in 2022 and a high of $15 million in 2021. This fluctuation ties directly to their development timeline and licensing deals, as they're not yet at a full commercial scale with Cardamyst. Their gross profit margin looks strong when they do generate revenue, around 96% in 2025, which tells me they've got a high-value product when it hits the market. The challenge right now is consistency, as they're still in the pre-commercialization phase for the most part. But with upcoming data presentations and registries for Cardamyst, I'm watching to see if 2026 brings a revenue ramp up. What do you think? Could this be the year they break out? All right, moving over to their earnings, let's see how Milestone is managing the bottom line. Their latest full-year results for 2025 show a net loss of about $63 million, which translates to an EPS of negative 75 cents. That's a wider loss compared to $41.5 million in 2024, or negative 67 cents per share. If we look back further, losses have been consistent, around $59.7 million in 2023 and $58.4 million in 2022. This isn't surprising for a company pouring money into R&D and clinical trials, but it does highlight the cash burn we need to keep an eye on. Their operating income is also deep in the red, at negative $62.5 million for 2025, showing they're still far from profitability. The key takeaway here is that Milestone is in investment mode, spending big to get Cardamyst over the finish line. For long-term investors, this is par for the course in biotech, but it's not without risk. Let's see how their balance sheet holds up under this pressure. Diving into the financial statements, Milestone's balance sheet gives us a clearer picture of their health. As of the end of 2025, they had about $73 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is a solid runway compared to $25.3 million in 2024. Total assets stand at $113.6 million, while total liabilities are around $71.8 million, leaving them with a stockholders' equity of $41.8 million. That's a positive sign, though it's down from $112.6 million in 2021, showing the impact of ongoing losses. Their current ratio is a healthy 8.0, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. On the cash flow side, they burned through $49 million in operating activities in 2025, but they also raised $85.5 million through financing activities, which boosted their cash position. Free cash flow is negative $49.3 million, so they're still heavily reliant on external funding. The debt-to-equity ratio is low at 1.4, which is good. They're not over-leveraged. Overall, they've got the cash to keep pushing forward, but they'll need to start generating consistent revenue soon to avoid further dilution. What's your take on their financial staying power? Let's talk valuation now. At the current stock price of around $2, Milestone has a market cap of roughly $171.8 million. Their price-to-sales ratio is sky-high at 112.2, but that's because revenue is still minimal. The price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now since they're not profitable, sitting at a negative 2.69. Enterprise value is about $158.8 million, which factors in their cash reserves and debt. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2029 and 2030, analysts are projecting ratios as low as 2.06 to 5.11, which suggests the market expects profitability down the line if Cardamyst gains traction. Compared to the biotech industry average PE of around 90, Mist looks like it could be undervalued if they execute, but that's a big if. Their beta of 0.69 also tells me this stock is less volatile than the broader market, which might appeal to risk-averse investors. So, valuation-wise, there's potential, but it's tied to clinical and commercial success. Are you seeing value here at this price point? All right, let's zoom out and do a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view of Milestone Pharmaceuticals. Starting with strengths, their focus on a niche market like PSVT with Cardamyst is a big plus. It's a first-of-its-kind nasal spray treatment, which could carve out a unique position if approved and adopted widely. They've also got a strong cash position right now, giving them room to maneuver. On the weaknesses side, their consistent losses and high cash burn are red flags. They're not generating steady revenue yet, and any delays in product approval could hurt. For opportunities, the cardiovascular market is massive, and if Cardamyst proves effective in real-world studies like the reset PSVT registry they announced for 2026, there's huge upside. Plus, expanding etripamil into other indications could be a growth driver. Finally, threats. They're up against regulatory hurdles, and any setbacks with the FDA or other agencies could tank the stock. Competition in the biotech space is fierce too, and larger players could edge them out if they're not quick. So a mixed bag here. Lots of potential, but not without risks. What stands out to you most in this SWOT? Now let's check out Milestone's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 1.73%, and it's taken a bigger hit of 15.42% over the last month. Looking at the three-month mark, it's down 26.41%, though it's up 3.66% over 6 months. Year over year, we're seeing a decline of 17.48%, and over 5 years, it's a rough drop of 78.21%. This tells me the market is skeptical about near-term catalysts, and sentiment has been shaky. Compared to the broader biotech industry, which is up 55.08% over the past year, Mist is lagging big time. On the chart, I'm seeing a downward trend with resistance around the 250 mark. If they break through with good news, we might see a short-term pop. But for now, it's a wait-and-see game. Are you tempted to buy on this dip, or are you holding off for more clarity? Let's wrap up the analysis with a look at intrinsic value. Given that Milestone is a pre-revenue biotech with heavy R&D costs, traditional discounted cash flow models are tricky to apply here. Their value is tied more to future potential than current earnings, so I'm focusing on the pipeline and market opportunity for Cardamyst. If we assume successful commercialization and adoption in the PSVT market, which affects millions of patients, there's a case for significant upside. Analyst estimates for forward PE in later years suggest the stock could be worth multiples of its current price if they hit their targets. However, without concrete cash flow projections, pinning an exact intrinsic value is speculative at this stage. I'd say the current $2 price tag might be undervaluing the long-term potential if Cardamyst delivers, but it's a high-risk bet. Investors need to weigh the binary nature of biotech. Either it's a home run or it's a strikeout. I'm leaning toward a cautious optimism, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on where you see Mist heading. So there you have it, folks, a deep dive into Milestone Pharmaceuticals. To sum it up, Mist is a high-risk, high-reward play in the biotech space. They've got a promising product with Cartemist, a decent cash runway, but a long road to profitability with plenty of hurdles ahead. If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for volatility, this might be one to watch, especially with upcoming data releases in 2026. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Mist? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more stock analyses like this one. Until next time, keep investing smart.